Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian about upcoming road construction projects. Marion County Road Department wrapping up their summer projects. I know there were some bigger projects earlier in the summer, and that kind of transitioned into smaller road patching. Just overall, how well do you think the projects went this year?
I think the projects turned out really well, and you know, the main type of construction, the overlay construction, went really well. I think S-45 and Highway T-15, you have a nice smooth ride there now. We had a few minor issues that we had to take care of, but overall those projects went well. I think the product in the end turned out well, and I think the residents adjacent to those roads and that commute on those roads every day will be happy for a number of years.
I know that kind of transitioned into the smaller patching projects, that nothing major, but just kind of keeps the road department busy. Tell us a little bit about what that kind of does for road department employees, just kind of being sent all over the county and patching up some of the smaller issues.
Well, taking on a couple of those large overlay projects actually gives us a little less work, but with the hot weather we had in June, we chased a lot of blow-ups, and we spent most of June and July chasing pavement blow-ups around. And now we've been able to kind of transition into patching on roads that will be overlaid in the coming years. So prepping those roads for an overlay, you know, we want to take care of those blow-ups and potential bad panels of concrete now before we put a layer of asphalt on them. So we've had pretty good luck with that this year. We've gotten probably 3/4 of the way through our list of goals for patching with our crews that we wanted to do. We're going to transition into a few more patching projects this fall, both with our crews and then also with some contractor work as well.
I know the rain basically over the last week or so has probably led to some flooding in some areas. What should Marion County residents keep in mind when driving in a road there might be near a water source or might be have some water over the top?
Definitely just don't drive into the water is the biggest thing to keep in mind. A lot of the flooding that we have seen this summer is in our common flooding areas, in which we have usually two layers of signs the driver sees before they even get to the water. So we typically have a road closed flooding ahead sign and then a road closed due to flooding swing out type sign. So the drivers should be seeing that. We have not experienced any flash flooding going over roads where we don't already have the quick deploying signs. So I guess the main thing is if you see the sign, go ahead and turn around because they're up for a reason and there is water over the road. And then always keep in mind during heavy rain events that there could be water over the road where we don't have signs, and again, don't drive through the water.
Old Highway 92 project starting to happen here this year. I know this is a kind of a multi-year project getting that done. Tell us a little bit about what residents should expect, at least for this first phase.
So you have seen our crews doing a couple of things throughout the summer on Old 92. What we did was some repair in and around some box culverts with some reinforced concrete patches. But recently, the Board of Supervisors approved a multi-year project using some local option sales tax dollars in that project, coupling it with farm-to-market project in the end for the overlay. The patching that's going to happen this fall will be about $75,000 of concrete patching. We're going to have a contractor come in. For ease of construction and to save us some money, we're just going to go ahead and close the road down because we have a nice alternative route in New 92. So we're going to close that road down, do, you know, probably close to 100 patches, and start the first phase of that project. And then we were just looking at letting dates this morning. We'll probably have a bid letting in July of 2019 with the overlay portion of that project happening maybe fall of 2019.
I know another major road that's going to see some construction is T-15 near the dam. Tell us a little bit about what residents should expect and how long that construction might take.
So T-15 will be closed over Red Rock Dam beginning on September 10th through September 21st. And there will be a detour set up by Ames Construction, the company doing the hydroelectric project. And that detour will take traffic headed towards Pella on G46 to T-17. And if they want to continue on around to T-15 again, then they will use 163 and then Washington Street in Pella to reconnect with T-15. And that project is in conjunction with the Corps of Engineers and Ames Construction. So Marion County will be doing some work on the bridge approaches to the dam, the bridge that's on the Red Rock Dam. The Corps of Engineers will be doing patching, deck patching on the bridge that is their responsibility. And then Ames Construction will be removing a box culvert that was installed in the initial phases of the hydroelectric project, removing that from under T-15 and then doing some other patchwork in and around that same area on the north side of the dam's bridge.
Thanks to Tyler Christian for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.